Our region is home to hundreds of thousands of opossums. But for a creature so commonly found in backyards, it is the subject of many misperceptions. One myth I often hear is that opossums and possums are the same animal. In fact, our native Virginia opossums evolved in eastern North America and were named for the Algonquin word opossum, meaning white beast. Possums, on the other hand, are native to Australia and named for its slim resemblance to our own animal. Our opossum is a marsupial, North America's only one, actually, and its distant relatives do include other down-under species like kangaroos and koalas. But otherwise, the two species are quite different. My wife tends to think that our native opossums are big old rats, and because of their cat-like size, grayish fur, pointed snouts, and hairless tails, I can't totally disagree as far as appearance goes. But unlike rats, opossums are one of the best wild animals you can have living in your neighborhood. I actually think of them as nature's little sanitation engineers. These nocturnal animals eat cockroaches, snakes, slugs, mice, and rats, rotting fruit, and dead animals. They even have the capacity to digest rodent skeletons for their calcium. Without opossums, we could be overrun by creatures we'd probably like a lot less. Because opossums are drawn to the smelly stuff we humans have around, they can get into trouble with trash cans. Once, I even found one curled up asleep in my recycling bin. But this local wildlife much prefers hollow logs, holes in trees or the ground, and brush or rock piles for sustenance and habitat. Opossums don't hibernate in the winter, and will seek shelter under decks and buildings, as their delicate black ears, long toes, and prehensile tails are very susceptible to frostbite. All year round, opossums are also susceptible to cunning predators like owls, hawks, foxes, and coyotes. Despite having 50 razor-sharp teeth, more than any other North American land mammal, opossums are generally docile and avoid confrontation. Playing possum, like you've probably seen in cartoons, is in fact the incredulous way they protect themselves. They fall over, start drooling, emit a musky odor that smells like decay, and slow their breathing down immensely. Most predators will walk away, because they won't eat anything that's been dead for a while. While cartoons may be right that opossums play dead, they're wrong about hanging off branches from their tails. An opossum can use its tail like a fifth hand, having it grab branches while climbing trees, but its tail is unable to support its entire 8 to 12 pound weight. The appendage would break and is far too important to an opossum to be lost. But probably the biggest misconception I hear is that opossums have rabies. Though it's true that any mammal can get rabies, it's highly unlikely that an opossum would. That's because its body temperature is around 95 degrees, making it too cold for the virus to survive. It's much more likely that an opossum would be hit by a car, unfortunately. Because these marsupials have poor hearing and eyesight, they're often on roadsides and in danger. Luckily, animal wildlife rehabilitators often stop and check the mama opossums that have been hit. The babies start out the size of raisins, but if they're big enough, they can sometimes be rehabilitated and released or raised as an amazing ambassador of its species. To meet a brand new baby opossum, sure to change your mind about these fascinating marsupials, visit Irvine Nature Center. You can also call your local nature center or check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.